WWIB, that is Toby Mac with a song that I know our friend Jason Cans is going to love the title of. It's called Show Up, Choose Love. How about that to start the best 5 minutes of the day?
That's a good title.
Yeah.
That's a good mantra for life, too.
I thought you would like that one. All right. It's 5:45, 43 degrees, the WIB Wake Up Show. Lots to cover, and this is, I think of this like trying to pack things into a sandwich sometimes, and I'm like, yeah, today's going to be pretty full. So, oh boy, where to begin? I mean, it just sometimes feels like there's so much ugliness and gloom and doom, but I do, and yesterday's shooting in Louisville, and we're just learning the names then, right, of the officers who died in Cameron and Chautauqua, and then seeing their pictures, and our friend Larry Crabb, and I know we mention him a lot, but we love the Lord. We love Larry. I mean, it's just, he did such a good job of This Is Not Heaven. Wrote books like Shattered Dreams, and we just want it to be better, and it's just, this is not the new heaven and the new earth.
For sure. Yeah, I think that's a good reminder. I think there's that deep longing within each of us to reach that place of wholeness, connection with God and one another in a way we just don't see here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Having said that, the emphasis on love and kindness, again, you're going to die on that hill, aren't you?
I am. I some days I feel like I'm
going to die on that hill.
But yes, I can't see any other way. I think that idea of seeing every person you encounter, even those who make you upset, as God's image bearers, is a place we have to start. God called us to lives of love, and that doesn't exclude other people. So it's a hard and hard calling, though.
Having said that, not that I needed, again, it's probably embarrassing to the point of the number of books that pile up on the nightstand by my bed and on the floor by the nightstand. I mean, my wife married me that way, and that's the way it continues, kind of messy, but
sure.
Wanting to read, okay? I mean, my two sons, it's like I've got books to get to. And the fact is, and you're a much better, more accomplished reader, but there's a book you just posted about last night commending, and was it
Valerie Cower?
Yeah.
It's called See No Stranger, a Memoir and Manifesto of Revolutionary Love.
And I was gifted that by Bob the Book Angel, and so I read just kind of some starter for that today, but tell me why you loved it so much.
Yeah, so it's written by a woman who initially started by gathering stories from people who were the victims of hate crimes after 9/11, and just kind of walks through her own difficulties and careers of just bearing witness to hate and calling people back to places of love, even as difficult as it possibly can be. And she's just an amazing storyteller, and I was tearful at multiple points through the book and just deeply moved by what she was writing about.
Well, again, I will have to join you in, but again, a lengthy tome, but worthy of it. All right, two
Absolutely.
More things to try to get to today, and I'm trying to figure the order because we talked a lot yesterday about our Single Mom Saturday, $7,300 in matching funds to try to get to. We did get a number of contributions, even another $50 overnight, but still coming short. It's interesting, though, in our reading in James 1, 26, 27, we're going to talk about pure religion. And so let's read that and then hear a testimony from a single mom regarding last year's event. What do we got for James 1 to close out the first chapter?
Sure. It says, if you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself and your religion is worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you.
Yeah. And in Letters to the Beloved, you say, sometimes you think you're faithful, but you talk foolishly. How deceptive. When you do not guard your mouth, you are not reflecting my character. Boy, that one hit me. Instead, if you want to be faithful to the Trinity, live a life of love. Pour your love into those who have been trampled by life, the lost, the hurting, and the lonely. When you're consistently focusing your energy on loving others, the world's ways will not tempt you as much.
Yeah, I can't add to that other than to say, yeah, it's a good reminder of the difficulty and of following this way. But it is the way. It's the way of Jesus.
How does it feel to have your words tossed right back at you here early in the morning?
Pretty good, honestly. Okay. You know, I think it's really just kind of sitting with the words of the writers of the New Testament. So
sometimes convicting and challenging, though.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so this is Andrea. I guess she identifies herself in the beginning, and we asked her. She's one of a couple of different moms who was a part of last year's Single Mom Saturday. We've got another one that we're trying to match funds for from our sponsors between now and Friday. Just listen to some of what she has to say. And again, for you, Jason, you grew up under the care of a single mom.
So. Hi, yep. My name is Andrea, and I was part of the Single Mom event last year. It was really hard for me to make this call because I get very emotional. My kids and I really enjoyed that day. My kids could not believe how much they got to do and all of the treats that they got. It was pretty surreal, to be honest. The day went by in a blur because of how much we were able to do, and I didn't have to say no at all, which was pretty unusual. The vehicle repair funds at Bloomer Tire means more than I can say. When my brakes were bad, I was able to get them replaced without having to worry about how to pay for it. Having one less thing to worry about is a blessing every day. It really means a lot to me. I don't know who donated, but I think about those people. And I just hope that they know how much it means to me and my kids. During times when I'm really stressed out and overwhelmed, which can be pretty often, I remember that day and all of the generosity of the people who made that day happen and who donated, people I don't even know. It reminds me that there are people who care and that God is listening and providing. And I'm just very thankful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Andrea. Again, Jason, I've heard that now a few times. What's your reaction to that?
I just would say pure and genuine religion. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so touching to hear her talk about that, and it's a reminder of what we're called to.
Absolutely. Fits right in with what we read today. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. And again, if you want to help out these single moms, that fund she's talking about, Bloomer Tire Center, that's kind of the secret fund. That's kind of part of the surprise for these 10 single moms who are not a part of last year's event. You can help out. Just go to WIB.com. There's a banner on top of the page, WIB.com. Click on that and make your contribution. WWIB, well, we've heard from Lori and Andrea from last year. From this year, but remembering back, and just beautiful testimonies about how they were impacted by last year's event. But this is our friend Caleb. He'll join the mix after 7 this morning. But this was him a year ago on the Monday after that first ever Single Mom Saturday.
There's no way I can possibly in words describe what that day was like. Just as we post on Facebook, uh-huh. There's no way with pictures we possibly could describe. But if I can share one final thing, this happened before the end. And of course, at the end, $19,000 we were able to surprise these single moms with the vehicle repair fund at Bloomer Tire Center and cap everything off with that, hey, anything your car needs now, in the future, it's taken care of. That's by people you may never meet this side of heaven.
$1,900 a piece for each of the 10 moms. Yeah.
But they love you. They want to bless you. They want to honor you. And this wasn't a charity case. This wasn't, we see that you're in need. This was, we want to bless you and honor you for that incredibly tough road you're walking. Mm. And we want to come alongside you. And just the one thing that I wanted to share at the end was, again, we had a wide range from a one-year-old all the way up to 15 years old, and with the kids. And we had around 30 people with the moms and children for all the events of the day. And there was one young lady, she was the oldest one who was there, and she was 15. And, I noticed she went to the movie and got the food from the food truck, but wasn't really engaging with the balloons and the inflatables and all that. And I just kind of thought, man, did I miss the mark in terms of engaging this young woman? Should I have done something more? Did she feel bored? Did she feel like this was, again, a charity event? Did she feel embarrassed? Was she just like, oh, this is just for kids? You know, should I have done more to try to make her feel welcome? And before she left, though, she walked up to me and handed me this note. I've got it in my hand right now, Halvon.
Yeah.
If you've seen an iron cross before, she had hand-sketched
wow.
a beautiful, beautiful
that?
Iron cross while she was at the church wow. surrounded by roses. Again, this is absolutely gorgeous.
Powerful.
And she just walked up to me, didn't say a word, this quiet, reserved teenager, but handed me this beautiful drawing. But on the back, she'd written a note. And she said, I came here and I felt my worries slip from me like a coat. Thank you for holding them for me. And friends, that is the heart of God for this, that we can bear each other's burdens. And we do this for the moms, yes, but we have no idea what some of these kids might be carrying, the weight of the world on their young shoulders. And so if we can surround them and embrace them and say, even if it's just for this Saturday, we have a safe place here where you know that you're loved, where we can hold you and remind you that God is holding you close and that he loves you. That we wanted to minister to these families, but instead it's our hearts that came away so full, as always, when we try to surrender what we do to God. And so all I can say to him, most of all, to all of you, is thank you. Thank you for being part of the beautiful work that God is doing in the Chippewa Valley in Western Wisconsin, in the lives of these families. Thank you.
Thank you, Caleb. And again, you can be a part of helping us raise the necessary funds, match that 7,000 plus, and let's exceed that. We got to 19 last year. Good grief. Let's get to 20,000 this year. We can do it and help these wonderful 10 single moms and their families. Again, go to WIB.com, click on the banner on top of the page. Single Mom Saturday is something that we're trying to raise funds for this week. It was a huge success last year, but past performance does not guarantee future results, right? So,
yeah, I mean, and again, it's a big goal, and I think I alluded to this yesterday. Again, as we're trying to meet or Lord willing, exceed the $7,300 that our sponsors have given toward this. Again, what we're doing with these funds is we have a surprise at the end of our Single Mom Saturday event, 10 new single mothers, 10 new families that we're inviting just for a day full of fun. We've told them again a couple weeks before Mother's Day, we just want to honor you, bless you, and just show your family a wonderful time in honor of all that you go through as a single mother. But they don't know that, again, as we kind of have the pretext of you're going to get a free oil change at Bloomer Tire Center, then we're going to go do a bunch of fun activities all together as a big group. They don't know that we're also creating this surprise fund for them at Bloomer Tire Center to be divided equally among the 10 single mothers for any repairs that are needed when they have that oil change, if anything comes up in an inspection, or just for later on. Maybe it's tires, maybe something breaks down, to take that financial pressure off of what am I going to do if something bad happens. And so we're trying to, I mean, as Halva mentioned, we'd love to have $2,000 for each mom. We'd love to have $20,000. But again, we're just kind of the first baby steps, the fourth day of this. We started on Saturday, didn't see a lot of response Saturday and Sunday. Yesterday, almost reached the first $1,000. And we're getting a little closer to the $1,500 mark. And again, all of that will be added to what our sponsors have already given. It's 1 week. It's 1 week, Halvo. And I've mentioned this before, too. I mean, this is something, too, for single moms that is close to my heart, because that's, like many, I think, I have family members who are single mothers or were single mothers. There's single mothers in my church. I mean, they're all around us, single-parent households. Unfortunately, that's a sad reality that we have today, is that there are many, many families that only have one parent. And God designed it for two, and unfortunately, in a broken world, that's just not what we see all the time, too. And we just... I think it's not because I think my passion for this is not because I grew up in a single parent family, but because I realized that kind of that nuclear family of a mom and dad and a loving family like I had, the more I get out in the world, the more I realize how rare and special that is and how incredibly blessed I am to have that.
You know, but some did. Our friend Jason, the neuropsychologist in Eau Claire, joins for best 5 minutes of the day, 5:45 weekday mornings for early risers. It starts the WIB podcast most mornings for the WIB wake-up show. He did grow up with a single mom in, I want to say, Oostburg. And I played for him Andrea's comment at the end of our time today. And his response was, you know, our verses today, we were dealing with James 1, 26 and 27. And I'm like, he's like, there it is. Pure religion, undefiled and pleasing before God. Visit orphan and widows in their distress. Remain spotless to the world. The point is, yeah, some of these moms may not be widows, but single moms with kids. And we've worked with a number of organizations you have to carefully, prayerfully select who they are. We've heard some of these responses from Lori and Andrea. Powerful, genuine, so sincere in terms of the impact last year had. We want to have just as big an impact this year, but we can only do it if our listeners join with us.
Yeah, and again, the way you can respond, WWIB.com/Single Mom Saturday, or if you can get to WWIB.com, there's just a big red banner at the top of the page trying to exceed the $7,300 already given for the vehicle repairs for these single moms. And again, the goal with that is not just a surprise at the end of the day, but that, and I think we heard this from Andrea, from Lori too, to carry with them for a long, long time afterward to every time they have a vehicle repair and it's taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to know there's people who love them.
It's a year later and you can hear the long-lasting impact. All right, well, we'll take music till the bottom of the hour, but please check out WIB.com. Click on the banner on top of the page and do what you can, and some are doing that.
Yeah, thank you so much. You had that $100 challenge. You said, I want to put skin in the game. I want to give $100 toward these vehicle repairs. And Stu from Rice Lake said, I'll quadruple that. I see two different gifts from Sue from Rice Lake for $200. Wow. Incredibly generous. Thank you so much to all who are responding any way that God prompts you to. And yeah, that's Havel's $100 challenge. If you're able to, again, do that, that would be wonderful. But anything you give will serve to be a blessing in the hands of the Redeemer for these families.
Stu, that's what we're talking about, my friend. That's what we're talking about. If you can give $1,000, give $1,000, right? Give what you can. 500, 400, all greatly appreciated. As again, we've heard from some of these single moms so deeply impacted from a year ago. WWIB leading up to Mother's Day, WWIB hosting our second ever Single Mom Saturday event, a special day to bless 10 local single moms and their kids. We'll be treating these families to a day full of fun while their vehicle receives a free oil change. But what they don't know, and I like to whisper this part, Caleb, is what they don't know is we're also creating a surprise vehicle repair fund for them at Bloomer Tire Center. And our listeners helping out, they know that it's between now and Friday only that we're raising these funds. How we doing?
Well, we're getting closer and closer. So again, we have $7,300 that we are trying to at least double. But you've thrown it out there, and I wholeheartedly agree. We'd love to be able to see $20,000 raised by this Friday. And it's never a good idea for me to try to do math, but we're at almost $1,500 given, added to that $7,300. So that's $8,800, right? So if we had two more people, or maybe it's one person to give $200, but if we had two more people who would answer your $100 challenge, we'd get to that $9,000. Again, it's a long way to go, but you know, we like round numbers here. And so maybe even before we're done with the commercial break here, maybe two other people would respond and say, I could give $100 toward providing for these vehicle repairs for single moms. Again, we're going to divide all the funds equally between these 10 single mothers and their families that have been nominated by some of our church and community leaders here in the area.
That would be great. And again, some of these fantastic sponsors who've helped us get to that $7,300 include Allie Rudd Financial Services, Down to Earth Garden Center, the Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin, Lakeland University, Marco and Joseph's Cheesecake. So thanks so much to some of our recent givers, including Ann from Medford and Christy from Colfax, who each gave a generous gift of $100 to help bless these single moms, these terrific single moms. We only have 1 week. Really, let's just say what it is. It's just a few days for this year's matching challenge. Until this Friday, if you'd like to help, just go to WIB.com and check out the banner on top of the page. Tuesday Trivia on WWIB.
Yes, 715-723-2555. Don't forget, we're still looking to see if we can go over, maybe even before this trivia is done, go over the $9,000 mark total with our sponsors' gifts and your gifts for Single Mom Saturday. So WWIB.com, big red banner at the top of the page. If you'd like to be one of those people who could give $100 matching Halvo's challenge and get us over that $9,000 mark, but whatever you would give would be so wonderful. Well, we've got something to give to you right now. That's two passes for 18 holes of Blacklight Mini Golf at Endgame Mini Golf inside the Cedar Mall in Rice Lake. And that is if you can answer our question correctly here on Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555. The question is this. A survey says the average person thoroughly cleans this only about once every 2 years. A survey says the average person thoroughly cleans this about once every 2 years. What do we thoroughly clean only once every 2 years? Hmm. What could it be?
Good question. 723-2555 is the number, and we're ready to take you live on the air here on WWIB, starting with you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to guess the oven.
The oven.
Good guess.
It is not fun cleaning out ovens. No. Oh, man. I don't enjoy that. It's probably why it doesn't get cleaned out very often. It's not the oven. Not the oven, but good guess.
Thanks for trying. Good morning, WWIB. What do we clean about every 2 years thoroughly?
The washing machine.
The washing machine.
Mm, good
Great
try.
Guess. Mm. Not the washing machine. Man, I think we're supposed to clean those actually a lot more often. Technically, I think so.
Get good some morning, the WIB Wake Up Show.
How about the refrigerator?
How about the refrigerator?
Good one.
It's not the refrigerator.
Good try.
The thing is, I think we're just going to add a whole bunch of cleaning guilt to people when we list all of these.
I always like to play
Thanks for
like,
calling.
The Jaws music when we even talk about stories about cleaning the refrigerator. All right, the calls ran out after those three guesses.
Well, a recent survey says the average person, if you're average, you thoroughly clean this about once every 2 years. What is it?
Hi, what's your guess?
Is it your vent system?
Your vent system.
That's like Dr. creative.
Yeah. Yeah, not what we're looking for, but a good guess. And again, just adding to my to-do list.
Yeah,
here.
Right. All of these good ideas. Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show. What do we clean thoroughly every 2 years?
Is it the dishwasher filter?
Oh, and even more specific, the dishwasher filter.
Yeah.
It's not, but... But what are we supposed to do with those?
All these things that need
cleaning.
I didn't
know these things.
Yes, all right.
Y'all have been homeowners longer than me.
For the cleaning guilt. Good morning.
How about the garage?
How about the garage?
Great guess. It's not it, though.
I remember lots of years cleaning out the garage, usually before garage sales when we'd really get it.
This is that time of the year, right? Spring. Good morning, WWIB. What do we clean thoroughly every 2 years?
Good morning. I think maybe a car. The inside of a car?
The inside of a car?
That's the closest so
That's
far.
That's the closest guess so far.
Do you want to be not... Do you want to be more specific?
Again, for two passes to Endgame Mini Golf.
The floors and the trunk and...
Okay.
Not what we're looking for, but again, you're the closest so far. You're the closest so far.
Definitely. Yeah, it took us in the closer direction. Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show.
Yes, if somebody guessed correctly, they was cleaned every once every 2 years yet.
No, they haven't. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's your guess?
How about the garage?
The garage was guessed. You can have a bonus guess if you can think of something.
How about the whole house, I guess?
Just the whole house? Yeah, not what we're looking for. This is something smaller than the whole house. The average person thoroughly cleans this about once every 2 years.
Good morning. The WIB Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
Something with the car, I'm guessing.
Uh-huh.
So maybe the wheel wells in your car?
The wheel wells.
No, that's not it. WWIB, what do we clean thoroughly every 2 years?
Your coffee maker.
Your coffee maker.
Oh.
Not coffee maker.
Gotta do that.
Man, what kind of sludge gets in that?
Yeah. Good morning, WWIB.
The glove compartment of a car.
The glove compartment of a car, she says.
We are the winners.
You got it.
Fantastic.
We are the winners.
I keep talking over when I was trying to hit the button.
You got it. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Nancy Murray from Barron.
Way to go, Nancy.
Nancy from Barron. Congratulations. We're going to send you to play some Endgame Mini Golf, Blacklight Mini Golf, inside the Cedar Mall in Rice Lake. How about that?
Woohoo! I just stopped there the other day and checked it out. I want to take my grandson.
Perfect. Well, there you go.
Perfect. All right. Thanks so much for listening and for calling here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Caleb, our Single Mom Saturday fundraiser, we were trying to get to 9,000 and our goal to try to get collectively to 14,600. Where are we at?
Well, we are $100 short of that 9,000 mark. Okay. So again, the 7,300 from our sponsors, and asking you all to double it or exceed it. And so again, with what you've given so far, plus what they've given, we're almost up to 9,000, but we're $100 short right now of, again, just that next plateau. Thank you so much to Leah from Eau Claire, who responded again. Havel's kind of given out that matching challenge of his own, saying he wants to give $100 toward this, and said, are there others who would be able to do that? And maybe that's you. Maybe you say, I could give a couple times that, or 10 times that, or half of that amount, whatever you would be able to give, what God prompts you to give, we are thankful for. And I can just tell you that these moms that you are blessing will be so incredibly thankful for everyone coming together to honor and bless them in this way. So thank you for responding. WIB.com, big red banner at the top of the page if you'd be moved to give and help.
Hey, this is Mark Hall from Casting Crowns, and this is our story behind the song for Crazy People. I was hanging out with Seth Mosley and Matthew West, and we were talking about that big Noah's Ark Museum in Kentucky that you can go through. And we were just talking about how huge it was and how amazing it was to be there in person to see how the size and all of that. And while we were talking about it, Seth said, man, can you imagine coming home from work one day and your neighbor is building something like that in his yard? He said, what do you think of that? What would you think? And I said, I know what I would think. I think he was crazy. And I said, as a matter of fact, I think most of the people that we would call heroes in the faith, if they were our friends and they told us they were about to do some of the things that the heroes in our faith did, I think we would think they were crazy. And in the middle of that, I remember saying, man, this world could use some more crazy people like that. And right in the middle of that, it inspired this little fun song. If we want to love the world, we're going to have to step beyond what's comfortable, beyond what's secure sometimes, and we're going to have to love people like crazy. We may have to forgive people like crazy. We may have to serve people like crazy, because the crazy love that God has for us is worth getting crazy about.
Who builds a boat with no clouds in sight? Who walks up to a giant and picks a fight? Who turns a lion's den into a petting zoo? Who can have church in a fiery furnace? Well, I'll tell you who. Crazy people trust in Jesus, following him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's to all God's crazy people. Who brings a Bible into a public school? Who shares a gospel even when the world calls them a fool? And who's not afraid to go against the flow? Will cancel me and call me one of those, 'cause I'm one of those. Crazy people trust in Jesus, following him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the all God's crazy people. I'm one of those crazy people who sees the world as a mission field, who talks to Jesus like he's real, who believes the words in red, who says he's coming back again. Trust in Jesus, following him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the all God's crazy people. It's crazy people.
Crazy People, WWIB, and I'm glad we played the explanation behind that song,
yeah,
because it helped
as it often does. We love to. I know Dawson's a big fan of playing those stories behind the songs.
He does a great job.
As well here on WWIB. Well, leading up to Mother's Day, WIB hosting our second ever Single Mom Saturday, and we're praying to God it's as successful and impactful in the lives of these 10 single moms and their kids as last year's was. And we'll be treating these families to a day full of so much fun while their vehicle receives a free oil change. But what they don't know is that we're also creating a surprise vehicle repair fund for them at Bloomer Tire Center. And that way, any current or future car repairs needed will already be paid for thanks to you. And we want to turn stress into a blessing. And so, Caleb, as we ask for help, that's what we're saying is, the more we can grow this, the more help we can provide these 10 single moms.
Yeah, and so again, these wonderful business sponsors have given $7,300. Again, that's being given no matter what, but they gave it to challenge you. It's a matching challenge to say, can you double what we gave or exceed it? Last year, you all turned $6,750 into $19,000. This year, we have $7,300 to start, and we said, could we get over $9,000 last hour? We didn't quite make it last hour, but now we've gotten to that $9,000 mark, thanks to, again, a gal who told us, hey, I want to remain anonymous, but would love to be able to help and give $100 and match Alvo's $100 challenge. But now I'm thinking, could we get halfway to, because we'd love to get to 20,000 mm-hmm. by Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Could we get to 10 before the end of this hour? And so that would take 10 people in the next mm-hmm. 40 minutes, 10 people in the next 40 minutes responding to your challenge to give $100. And maybe someone says, I could give the whole $1,000 right now.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord, because that would just get us even further toward our ultimate goal. But could we find 10 people who could give $1,000 or 20 people who could give 50? I mean, that's two every 2 minutes, right?
Or one every 2 minutes. People who give 200.
Yeah. There's a lot of math that we could do.
I'm having fun with this.
But if you go to WIB.com, Single Mom Saturday, the banner's right at the top of the page, or go direct, WWIB.com/Single Mom Saturday. Could we get to $10,000 total with our sponsor funds and what you've given by the end of this hour? We would love to do it. We'd love to do it and see it happen. And then just one more thought. I'm thinking about that song you just played, Crazy People from Casting uh-huh. Crowns. And how I think this echoes that, because isn't it a little crazy to give to people who can never repay you? To give to people that aren't going to be able to thank you personally, aren't going to ever see your face. They're never going to know that you, wherever you are, they're never going to know that you gave to them. Isn't that a little crazy? And isn't that exactly what God does for us too, to give us an ultimate gift in Christ that we can never repay? And he doesn't say, oh, well, you're going to owe me for the rest of your life now. Uh-huh. It's like that song from Jason Gray where he says, you know, after everything that God's given to me, all I can do is a life well-lived to say, let me repay you with this. No, a life well-lived to say, thank you. And so I think that's what our giving does for something like this, is we're just saying, you've given me so much, Lord, so much that I could never, ever repay, and you don't ask me to repay it. You just say, I love you. I'm going to give you the ultimate gift of my son. And so in every way that we give, whether it's giving of our time, our talents, our resources, our money, we're just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, because we can never outgive him. So be a little crazy this morning, would you, and give to people who you'll probably never meet this side of heaven, but know that you're going to be blessing them and echoing, mm-hmm. echoing the ultimate giver.
We're called to be hilarious givers as the Lord has modeled for us. Hey, again, we're trying to be so grateful to these amazing business sponsors that have put together this challenge. They include Numbers R Us, Footprints in Time, Birth Center and Family Clinic in Black River Falls and Greenwood, McDonnell Area Catholic Schools, Imperium Chiropractic of Eau Claire, Ladysmith and Superior, Shook Family Dental, and Avenue Orchard. Thanks so much to those responding to our call for help to bless these single moms and their kids, including Tina from Sorona and Betty from Ladysmith, each with a generous donation of $100 for the fund. Thank you so much. We only have through Friday for this year's matching challenge. Again, if you'd like to help, just go to WIB.com, click on the banner on the top of the page. Well, certainly in the food industry, I mean, the goal is not a failure, but success. But nonetheless, the food industry produces countless duds. They do. And yet, you know, the path to success is strewn with failure. And so we've got some of the biggest food failures this morning.
Like Heinz Easy Squirt Ketchup. Heinz decided to innovate by turning its ketchup purple, green, and several shades in between. The brightly colored ketchup was initially a hit with customers, which kind of surprises me, but it ended up being discontinued back in 2006 as customers said, nah, we just want the red stuff.
Exactly.
McDonald's Arch Deluxe. They spent a reported $200 million developing and marketing the Arch Deluxe, a premium item meant to dethrone the Big Mac. However, franchisees found it difficult to make and customers thought it was overpriced. It was removed from the menus 23 years ago.
Food flops and failures here. Colgate's, yes, the toothpaste brand, Colgate Frozen Dinners, they made a brief move into the frozen food space in the 1980s, introducing a frozen lasagna TV dinner. No word on whether it came with a toothbrush. It did not work.
People were like, no, no, I'm not going to buy food from you. How about Kellogg's orange juice flavored cereal? Yes, Kellogg's introduced OJ's in 1985, advertising the cereal's natural flavors and how it had all the vitamin C of a 4-ounce glass of orange juice. However, customers found the combo of orange juice and milk disgusting.
Yeah.
And Kellogg's discontinued the cereal a year later.
Final food flop here on the WIB Wake Up Show. In 1992, when I was 5 years old, I don't remember this, but Pepsi introduced Crystal Pepsi, a caffeine-free, clear version of its iconic soda. However, it didn't last 2 years before it was yanked from shelves. The former Pepsi marketing executive who came up with the idea ruefully called it, quote, probably the best idea I've ever had and the most poorly executed.
Ouch. Except for New Coke, right? So,
yeah.
All right, the other side, WWIB. You know, it seems weird. We do the show. We're two adults. But when you say you were 5 in 92, I was 28. And, you know, we couldn't have done the show together then, probably.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. I'm not sure what I would have had to say at that point. Just want to update you as well to thank you so much to Jessica from Eau Claire and also to Mark and Vicky from Eau Claire, who each gave a gift of $100 as we're, again, saying, could we get to the 10,000 mark halfway to our ultimate goal? Could we get to the 10,000 mark before 9 a.m. this morning? So we only need 8 more people to step up to give $800 total, or maybe we go beyond that. Maybe that's one person who says they could write a check for that. Maybe that's someone giving more, someone giving less. It doesn't matter. We'd just love to be able to say, hey, let's reach that $10,000 plateau on our way to the mountaintop at the end of the week. So thank you so much. And Mark and Vicky do say with their gift is in honor of the slain officers that we had. And I know we've seen, again, you always have the option to give a gift in honor of someone. And that's happened multiple times already.
Yeah.
Beginning of this week, those who are giving gifts in honor of those brave ones. Thank you.
Well, Caleb, we got a goal by 9 o'clock. How are we faring?
Well, it's been a little quiet here. We're still $600 short of our goal of trying to get to that $10,000 mark by 9 a.m. this morning. And again, that might be 6 people taking up your challenge of $100. That could be 12 people giving $50. That could be one person saying, I'm just going to cover that whole $600 myself. Mm-hmm. Whatever you give, thank you. Thank you so much for having a giver's heart to help others who can't repay you, but saying, I want to bless these single mothers.
Tell you what, I'm going to try to get mine's been a lot of talk, but not actually action. Like the action is, and that's kind of maybe speaks to my marriage. I'm the talker. My wife's the doer. So together we get things done because she's a doer. And so here's the thing is that I want to make my gift, even while I'm doing this show, I'm going on my phone and I want to get my $100 in there. So can we get another people? Again, 5 people do 100 or 2 that do 250 or however you do it. Work with me. Let's get this done between now and 9, whatever we got going. Okay. It's real easy. Go to WWIB.com, click on the banner, scroll down and get things done. Hey, are you still groaning a little at the gas pump groaning? Yeah. We're talking about the prices going up for gas. Well, it's going up for single moms trying to get gas for their car, for them and their kids as well. Well, you're going to love our free Fuel Fridays, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. It's been a lot of fun the first 2 Fridays. We got 2 more to go. Yeah, we're paying off your painful gas receipts the next 2 Fridays, the 14th and the 21st. And the great thing with this, Caleb, is people submit a selfie at the gas pump or with their latest fuel receipt for a chance to win back what they paid. They don't even have to call back in 10 minutes and 37 seconds. You could have made this harder.
I made it really easy this time. We just wanted to bless you around this time of year, too. And and again, we appreciate so much how you all bless others, whether it be Single Mom Saturday, you're giving with Hope and Hoops, all throughout the year, our backpack challenge, so many different ways that you all respond and bless others. And so we're hoping that this will be a blessing to you.
All right, WWIB and coming up on 8 before 9 o'clock, and so we're trying to move the needle, get up to $10,000 here, halfway to a goal of $20,000. Again, the required thing, I mean, the matching challenge is $7,300, so we want to get to $14,600. That, again, we got a few more days, but we want to get to the $10,000 mark, as we
catch our breath by Focus on the Family at 9 o'clock. How are we sitting?
We just had a check walked in against someone who wanted to be anonymous but gave a gift of $100. And then another one to someone I know but who said, no need to share my name. They said, I've been tremendously blessed by many people on my parenting journey. I hope my gift will help these mamas feel the love of Christ. And again, they asked not to share their name. I know this person. I know this person is a single mother. And they gave $300.
Wow, that's so generous. That one, I can tell it's moving you emotionally. You're wiping the tears.
Thank you so much for that. And we're knocking on the doorstep of that $10,000 threshold here. Again, we're hoping, can we get to 20 by Friday? Maybe, if God works, God moves. But already when we get to 10,000, that's $1,000 for each of these mothers for their vehicle repairs. Anything that comes up when they have that oil change on Single Mom Saturday, or maybe it's just later on. Maybe they need tires. Maybe they're worried about, are my kids safe when I'm out and about, especially going into, say, next winter, and saying, I don't know if my car's safe because the tires are balding and thin. And do you realize what that does when they have that fear, that worry, and, you know, what if something goes wrong with my car? What if I need those tires? And then that relief of, hey, remember people that I don't know, they've taken care of me, and I've got that fund. I've got that kitty, so to speak, there at Bloomer Tire to pay for repairs. Just in the midst of stress, you're providing hope. And what everything we do here is about is pointing toward hope, big H, right? Mm-hmm. So those little sparks of hope with the things of this world that point toward the ultimate hope of Jesus Christ, that Jesus loves you. And man, I hope that just flows through everything we do, that you hear it on the ear, and that they hear it, they feel it, they know it on Single Mom Saturday. Thank you so much, Richard from Chippewa Falls. We've just hit the $10,000 mark, $100 gift. Richard, thank you. Thank you. God bless you, my friend.